Short kicks on. They can build once more, the Adelaide Crows. Here's this link play you were talking about. Tex Walker charging out. They're going to go to Jenkins. He's one out again. He'll be too big and strong here. He marks once more. Josh Jenkins, a colossus here at the Adelaide Oval. 45 out. Lovely looking kick once more. He's having a day out, Josh Jenkins.
Do the job before. I guess under tough circumstances you get an opportunity. So as I said all along, this is a real team environment. I've got a lot of support and have had a lot of support behind me. So at the end of the day, the players are the guys that are actually, you know, getting the job done. So, you know, we're a small part of it.
That's the voice of Scott Camporeale. This time last week, a lot of people were saying that West Coast were the best team in the comp. Adelaide in that first quarter, if you haven't seen it, somehow find the first quarter. 8-3 to West Coast, just 1 point. It was fantastic to watch. Josh Jenkins was a massive part of the win for Adelaide, and he joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Josh.
Hey, fellas, how are we?
Mate, we're all very, very well, and still thinking about that first quarter. We're all in awe. What was it like being out there when that was happening?
Oh, yeah, it was an exhilarating 30 minutes, that's for sure. I mean, we hardly put a foot wrong, and I guess not to take anything away from West Coast, but we just hit the ground running, and, you know, it was Sam Jacobs, you know, made it to point that he really wanted to at least nullify Nat Nui in the centre bounce, and those guys at ground level were able to get the ball our way, and we feel every week if we can get it in our forward half enough times, we'll kick a winning score, and, you know, we're obviously able to put a big score on the board in the first quarter.
Josh, I wrote a piece the other week just about what an incredible effort this has been by Adelaide and how resilient, but also just backing it up with, you know, where you guys have been performing well. Now, you guys ranked number one for scoring from centre bounces, and I can't think of a quarter of footy that better demonstrated why. I mean, that Jacobs to Dangerfield to you blokes, you just must be licking your lips when the ball comes out of the centre.
Absolutely, and we've got a couple of, you know, we've got Dangerfield and Thompson have been, you know, among the elite guys in terms of contested possession in the last probably 5 years, and we've been able to benefit from that. And, you know, Jacobs is a constant in there. He gets his hand on so many centre bounces and gives those guys such great use. And Nat Nui is a unique opponent for everyone to go up against. And, you know, he got his hand on the ball his fair share amount of times, but our guys really put the time in this week and had a plan for what Nat Nui can do with his hits and, you know, counter that, and we're able to do so. And the guys are, Tex and myself and Lynch, are able to give a contest, and then we've got a couple of guys at ground level who can score as well. So fairly potent when things are on our terms.
Josh, congratulations on what has been an amazing story in a lot of ways, a very sad story as well. The memories that I have of Adelaide are when you came off the ground against the West Coast over there in the comeback game and the emotion that was shown, and then to see the form at Adelaide against the same side. I think a lot of people over here in Victoria are surprised by how you've been able to hold it together, how you've been able to really galvanise and become a strong unit. Are you even surprised in how probably tight you've become and how good a style of football that you were playing?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic and something I've spent a little bit of time thinking about. Often you have people come up to you and say that in the street and say, you know, can't believe how well you guys have coped since it. But, you know, I've said a numerous amount of times that for something like this to happen, the one place you would want to be is in a footy club, because the guys are able to galvanise around each other and the group's been able to be really strong and pick guys up when they've been feeling down and things have been a little too much on occasions, and you know, we've just been able to get on with business, and the coaching staff and the football department have been able to give us what we need to you know, continue to perform at a high level. And I guess it's credit to our leadership group as well. They've driven us, they've ridden us pretty hard, and you know, we've been able to carry on and play some good football. When I guess you could be forgiven for, you know, what's happened that could derail a season, but I guess we're all pretty proud that we've been able to stick to our task, and hopefully there's a little bit more to be written yet.
Josh, you spoke about the football department there, and that's obviously led by Scott Camporeale these days. You said it was amazing. Tell us what was amazing and how they got you back and how they got you pointed in the right direction.
I think it was player driven. I mean, David Noble had a football, and Andrew Fagan, Rob Chapman, the chairman, they were really good from the moment things happened, and they got us all to the club straight away, and you know, the AFL chipped in and got everyone, all families and partners across to Perth with us in that first game, and we've just all really stuck that together, and the Crows have shown, you know, that they are a really good quality football club, and they care about the people within, and you know, the 45 players have bought into to Phil's mantra and Phil's philosophy from day one, and we're just carrying that on now. And obviously with the new coach, there's tweaks and there's little, I guess, evolutions of how we play, but you know, the values and fundamentals of the game that Phil instilled in us are still there.
Does it still feel a bit surreal, Josh? I mean, I don't know if you've ever lost anyone close to you, but the longer time that elapses since the tragedy, you know, I guess you have more moments where you're just getting on with life, and then the memory sort of comes back and you just go, did that actually happen? Does that make sense? Have you found yourself in that space?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you probably wouldn't be human if you didn't have those moments. And I guess that's a tribute to the man that Phil was. He left such a mark on everyone that he come across at the Adelaide Crows. And, you know, we only had him at our club for 9 or 10 months. And he's pretty much put in the pillars for the way we play football. And, you know, he was able to build relationships with everyone. I'd strongly argue anyone that would say he wasn't one of the better people at building relationships. He was excellent with, you know, the best players in our football club, you know, right down to people that sell memberships and people that pump up the footies. He just had time for everyone, and that's the top person he was. And you often find yourself wishing you were still around, but, you know, such is life. You've got to get on with it, and I think we've been able to do so to this point.
Josh, we're speaking to Josh Jenkins, Adelaide forward. Josh, your form's been fantastic, but I reckon you've had front row seats to another great show. Eddie Betts, he seems to be on every highlight reel after every round. What's it been like watching him go about his business?
Yeah, he's just taking it to another level, if that's possible. Obviously, big name acquisition for the football club last year, and you know, he performed extremely well. And you know,
crowds are loving him.
Oh, absolutely! Over 50 goals last year, over 50 goals already this year, and you know, the crowd get the Eddie chant going every time he takes a mark in top 50 now, and he just electrifies the crowd. He doesn't even know he does it sometimes, but he does feed off it, and we also feed off it as well. You know, it's just a great atmosphere at Adelaide Oval, and I guess that's why you know, good enough incentive for us to go down to Geelong this week and really try hard to get the 4 points and potentially get that home final, because we know how much of an advantage it is to play there.
Is there any chance you'll rest Dangerfield just so he doesn't come home and feel comfortable?
Yeah, I heard someone throw that up today. It's an interesting thought process, but Pat wouldn't allow that. He's an Adelaide Crows footballer, and he wants to go down there and put in another great performance for us. He's been unbelievable pretty much all season long, driving that midfield, and I expect him to be in the trenches again this week and driving the ball forward like he does every week.
I've got to ask you this one on a personal level. I reckon there's a lot of people at Essendon watching you play at the moment going, how do we let him go? Now, do you think your game has improved that much just over the course of your career, of getting more experience? Or were you anything like that player at Essendon and just couldn't get the opportunity? Why do you think it's worked out so well with the Crows when you, like, literally couldn't get a game at the Bombers?
It's purely opportunity. I mean, Essendon brought me on. I hadn't played football really for 3 or 4 years. So Essendon, I was really lucky to get the opportunity on the rookie list with Essendon. You know, it was probably an 80% chance that I was going to have to go and play VFL or SANFL or something for a year. And Essendon gave me the opportunity. At the time, and rightfully so, Essendon had David Hill, Paddy Ryder and Tom Bell Chambers, and I was sort of trying to play as a ruckman mostly, and you know, that wasn't obviously going to be the case there. And Adelaide sort of thought that they could have some room for me on the senior list, and I sort of jumped at the opportunity. And the way things have panned out since, you know, Tex misses a whole year with a knee injury, Kurt Tippett leaves the footy club, it gives me a chance to play, you know, pretty much 50 or 60 games straight. So just more about opportunity than anything. I guess I wouldn't have been able to pinpoint the player I was going to be when I was at Essendon, but you know, getting the opportunity now, you don't look back.
Well, Hill and Ryder are gone now. Can you come back and take advantage of that opportunity?
Yeah, sounds like an Essendon. You're not an Essendon fan, are
you? I am, I'm afraid.
Yes, yeah. And he's beaten, yes, and he's down, and he's licking the carpet as we speak, Josh.
Week, looking
Josh.
For a bit of a lift
every week. Yeah.
I'm really close with the guys. A lot of the guys at Essendon, I speak to Michael Hurley probably 3 or 4 times a week, so I'm in touch with those guys. But in saying that, Adelaide, as much as people can pot it every now and then, I'm from a country town, Swan Hill, so I quite enjoy the laid-back lifestyle of Adelaide.
Well, we can understand that. Hey, Josh, you're a mad NFL fan, we believe. You blog on it, you get stuck into it. The Jaron Hayde story is one that's on the making at the moment. Are you impressed? What have you seen and what have you liked?
Oh, he's been superb. I mean, for a guy that only put pads on 3 months ago, and he's been unbelievable. He's made some really big plays. And I think when there's 100 guys on the roster at this time of year that's going to get cut in half, you know, those big flashy plays are the ones, you know, it's probably not so much in our sport, but over there, that flash is what's going to be remembered. And I believe the cuts go down from 90 to 75 in the next couple of days. So, going to be an important period for him to get through that. I believe he will get through the first cuts, and then I guess this weekend's matches, the 4th preseason matches, are when the starters pretty much rest up, and those guys that are in Jaron Hayne's position get the opportunity. So this is a crucial game, but he's been phenomenal so far. He probably hasn't put a foot wrong, so he can be very proud of what he's done so far.
Would you be surprised if Scott Camporeale was the coach next year, Josh?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, he's shown. He knows. He's been with this group for 4 or 5 years now. He knows exactly what we're about, what we're trying to achieve, and what makes us tick. So I guess if he was to put his hand up and go for the job, he'd be a likely candidate.
Josh, it was one of the best quarters we've seen. I reckon it was the best of the year. You're a big part of it, and it set up a fantastic win. Congratulations and good luck.
Thanks, fellas. Good to chat.
Good on you. Josh Jenkins there, Adelaide Ford.